Ex-Trump official Mike Gill dies, casualty of D.C. carjacking spree. By Simon Kent on February 4, 2024. Former Trump administration official Mike Gill, who was shot during a carjacking spree on the 900 block of K Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., has died. He was 56. The father of three previously worked at the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission under former President Donald Trump and was gunned down after his assailant entered his Jeep in an attempt to steal it. The incident also claimed the life of another innocent man, as Breitbart News reported. His sudden departure has left a void in our lives that can never be filled, Christina Gill said in the statement as reported by NBC News, calling Mike Gill not only a devoted husband and father but also a cherished son, brother, and friend. Related, fiery. Suspect throws Molotov cocktails at Cuban embassy in Washington, D.C. Gill was dedicated to improving others' lives, being an active member of his church, befriending and mentoring co-workers, serving on the District of Columbia Board of Elections and coaching his daughter's soccer team, Christina Gill added. Former CFTC Chairman Christopher Giancarlo called Gill one of the most wonderful, honest, earnest, and open-hearted persons on this earth. The attacker, identified as 28-year-old Dartell Cunningham, was fatally shot by police Tuesday in New Carrollton, Maryland, Maryland Attorney General Anthony G. Brown said in a statement. Latest collated data shows former and current public figures in the district have been targets before while crime in the Democrat-controlled city spiked in 2023, according to police department numbers previously cited by Breitbart. Homicides, up 35%. Robberies, up 67%. Violent crime, up 39%. Motor vehicle theft, up 82%. Carjacking incidents in Washington, D.C., have notoriously risen in recent years, prompting frustration and concern from law-abiding residents. Representative Henry Queller, DTX, was carjacked at gunpoint last October. In November 2023, D.C. police recorded 250 homicides from January through November, the highest numbers the city had seen since 2003. During the same time period, 908 carjackings had been recorded and 77% involved firearms, Fox News reports. President Joe Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, launched an initiative recently to curb the soaring crime rates in the Democrat-controlled city of D.C., just as the 2024 presidential election cycle begins to pick up speed towards its November finale. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.